We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amid Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reishon and Beis Sif Vav says a Mechaber Lo Yetzei Adam Erev Shabbos Samach Lachashecha B'Machdo B'Yado V'Lo B'Kolmuso Shema Yishkach V'Yotzi. A person should not go out on Erev Shabbos close to Chashecha. We'll explain what that means soon. With their needle that they use in their hands, or with the pen that they use in their hand, because we are afraid that you might forget that you are holding it, and you will come into Shabbos, and you will carry it, and it will be a problem of Hotza'a on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this refers to any item that you might be carrying. You're not allowed to carry anything out within a half hour of Shabbos, because we're afraid that you're going to forget that you're carrying it, and you will end up carrying it on Shabbos, and it will be a problem of Havara Dalet Amos, or Hotza'a Mirshus Rishus. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you are allowed to go out with something that is only Asar Midra Banan to carry, such as something which is done with the shinui, if it's stuck into your clothing or something like that. You're allowed to go out with that, Samach L'Chashecha, because since it's only Asar Drabanan, even on Shabbos, Chazal did not make a gzera, because that's a gzera l'gzera, and we don't make gzeras l'gzera. So therefore, even though it is prohibited to go out with something that is Asar D'Oraisa, Samach to Shabbos, you're allowed to go out with something that is Asar Drabanan, Samach to Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says there are some who say that since in our time there is no Rishus HaRabim, everything is considered a karmelis bizman hazeh, so everything is only going to be Asar D'Rabanan to carry on Shabbos, therefore you are allowed to go out with anything you want, Samach L'Chashecha as well, on Erev Shabbos, since it is always going to be a gzera l'gzera. However, since there are many poskim, the Mishnah Berurah says, that think that there is a Rishus HaRabim bizman hazeh, we should be choshech for them, and say that even today continues this prohibition of going out with something, Samach L'Chashecha. However, if you are in an area where there is an Erev, and you rely on that Erev, so then there's no reason to be concerned, because even on Shabbos, there's going to be no Isser, so it's okay to go out with something, Samach L'Chashecha, on Erev Shabbos as well. What is this time of Samach L'Chashecha? The Be'er Halacha brings from the Prima Gadim that this means a half hour before Bein Hashmashos. The Yerushalmi thinks that it's a half hour before Mincha Ketana. However, we can rely on those poskim like the Prima Gadim, who say that it only means a half hour before Bein Hashmashos, meaning a half hour before Shkia. The Mechaber continues, Aval Mutter Laseis Betfilin Samach L'Chashecha L'fi She'eino Shochan. Even though you can't go out with any other item before Shabbos, you are allowed to go out with tefillin, because we are not concerned that you will forget that you are carrying your tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this does not mean that you can carry them in your hand, because carrying your tefillin in your hand is just like carrying any other item, where we are afraid that you might forget that you're carrying it and you'll come to carry it on Shabbos. Rather, the Mechaber means that you have it on your head, and since you have it on your head and you're constantly touching it, you're being mimashmish betefillin, therefore we are not afraid that you are going to forget that you are wearing them, and we're sure you're going to take them off before Shabbos. Siv Zayin says the Mechaber, Mitzvah l'mashmesh adam b'kelev b'erev Shabbos samach l'chashecha shelo yeh behem davar she'asur latzeis bo b'Shabbos. You should make sure you check all of your kelim before Shabbos, check all your pockets, explains the Mishnah Berurah, check your bags, anything that you're going to bring out on Shabbos, you should make sure that you check beforehand to ensure that there are no other kelim in there so that you don't end up carrying something on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that not only are you checking for something to ensure that you don't carry it out on Shabbos, but you're also checking to make sure you don't have any muksa items in your pockets before Shabbos that you might carry on Shabbos. So therefore, even in our areas where there are Erevin, we should still check our pockets beforehand to make sure that there's no muksa, as I'm sure many have experienced where you found change in your pockets after Shabbos started already. So therefore, one should ensure to heed this din of the Mechaber and check your pockets before Shabbos to ensure that there are no muksa items as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds one additional din, that not only is this true on Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos as well, if you generally are carrying an Erev, and then you know that you're going to go out to a place which does not have an Erev, you should be sure to check your pockets then as well, to ensure that you don't carry anything outside of the Erev on Shabbos.